This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maine's Secretary of State is removing Donald Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The Trump campaign says it will appeal Bellows' decision to Maine state courts, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on that case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The AP has documents that show that the Air Force has known for decades that there were toxins in its underground nuclear missile launch capsules, but did not tell the airmen manning the facilities. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The documents show the Air Force was told about dark liquid festering on the floor, computer displays oozing a fishy-smelling gel, asbestos readings 50 times higher than EPA safety standards.
My husband was definitely exposed to things that a daily human in normal life would not be exposed to.
Doreen Jenness's husband, Jason, was a missileer, an airman serving 24-hour shifts in underground capsules at Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base. He died of cancer at 31 in 2001. When the first reports of cancer among other missileers surfaced around then, the Air Force assured them then and since that all was well.
It makes me really frustrated and a little angry.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Seven people killed in Ukraine after Russia launched missiles and drones, says Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to those new weight loss drugs, and who's not paying for them.
New weight loss drugs are out of reach for millions of older Americans because Medicare won't pay for them. New obesity drugs are showing promising results in helping some people shed pounds, but the injections will remain out of reach for millions of older Americans because Medicare is forbidden to cover such medications. Drug makers and a wide-ranging and growing bipartisan coalition of lawmakers are gearing up to push for that to change next year. The cost of the drugs has largely limited them to the wealthy. A monthly supply of Wegovy rings up at $1,300. Shortages for the drugs have also limited the supplies. Private insurers often do not cover the medications or place strict restrictions on those who can access them. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow gained 53 points yesterday. The S&P rose 1 point. The Nasdaq fell 4 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.